USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Fire crews continue to battle a slew of wildfires across the country. New Mexico is dealing with six large wildfires. The biggest are the Calf Canyon and Hermit fires, which have combined into one and burned over 166,000 acres. The blaze is roughly 20% contained. Dry conditions expected to continue in the southwest. Brian Scutari is a meteorologist for the National Weather Service.
No relief in sight for the foreseeable future, with at least some chance for critical conditions continuing well past this weekend into the week.
Former President Donald Trump stumped Friday night in Pennsylvania, rallying for Republican Senate candidate Mehmet Oz and others. Pennsylvania's primary is about a week and a half away. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I really love this product. I really do. I do a lot of kayaking and hiking and skydiving and stuff like that. I'm very active, but I did notice that, hey, time was catching up. And, you know, I wasn't at the stamina where I was used to. But ever since I've taken this stuff, I feel great. I've been hiking a lot and even longer than I was usually hiking before I started taking Balance of Nature. I feel like I can go on all day long. It's a great feeling. It's just stuff like out of the Jetsons, you know what I mean? Here's the pill, boom, there you go. You got all the nutrients you need.
Start your journey to better health with Balance of Nature right now. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com for more information or to place your order. Shipping is always free. And don't forget to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code USA.
The CDC is looking into over 100 cases of severe hepatitis in children reported across the United States. The CDC investigating the cases, which have caused 14% of the kids to have liver transplants. The cases have been found in 25 states and territories during the last 7 months.
Among 109 patients currently under investigation, more than half have evidence of an adenovirus infection. In addition, adenovirus has been detected in many, but not all, of the cases occurring outside of the United States.
CDC Deputy Director for Infectious Diseases, Jay Butler. Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene can run for re-election in Georgia's 14th Congressional District. Late Friday, a state judge rejected arguments from a left-leaning out-of-state group that argued Green, a Republican, was ineligible to run because they didn't like her political views. This is USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow bath sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
The owner of TurboTax is going to pay a lot of money for charging for services that should have been offered for free. An agreement involving all 50 states and Washington, D.C. will see financial software company Intuit pay $141 million to low-income Americans who paid for those free services. New research shows that 7 hours sleep per night is the ideal amount in middle and old age. The study, published by a professor at China's Fudan University, found that too much or too little sleep was associated with a variety of issues. Those included less of an ability to pay attention, remember new information, and make decisions. Getting 7 hours of sleep was also linked to better mental health. However, the study did note some older adults may sleep more poorly due to genetic makeup, brain structure, or other underlying health conditions. The world's first Meta store is coming to the Bay Area. Meta is opening a physical retail shop at its Burlingame campus starting Monday. Customers will be able to try on virtual reality headsets, Ray-Ban smart glasses, and test out Facebook's portal video chat devices. The user's view will be displayed in an open space and on surrounding walls. Take us with you wherever you go by searching for USA Radio News wherever you download your podcasts. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.